Last time, by Fuel on a Zennial Yearbook, the 2000 show. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Kyle. And yeah, that's good old Fuel from their 2000 album, Something Like Human. Welcome this Saturday afternoon. Yeah, we got a lot of good 2000s songs. Not songs from the 2000s, but songs from 2000, you know, proper. Ish. You might go up and down. I think we're going to stay mostly in 2000. We got a lot of good songs coming up. A little U2 coming up soon. A little MXPX. Remember those guys? We're going to start with an absolute huge pop song by 9 Days. This is Absolutely.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. While she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many days in a year? She woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making her promises never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror? So how do you choose? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many lovers would stay just to put up with this every day and all day? And how did we wind up this way? Watching our mouths with the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of our shoes? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, when she smiles. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, the pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. When she smiles. When she smiles.
Think about it, we'd be better off without it. You think I'm
I'm so simplistic. I'm on to you and your tricks. Think about it, we'd be better off without it.
Yeah.
You too with Elevation. Still relevant in the year 2000. Before that, we had a little MXPX with Responsibility and Absolutely by 9 Days off of their Snapshots album. It's like a, I don't know if it's a greatest hits album. It's probably a greatest hits album. Or maybe they just re-released Absolutely because they could, because that's how they roll. So yeah, this is it. We're halfway through the Olympics. I hope you guys are watching the Olympics while listening to Zenial Yearbook. I know I am. I've gotten my fill of curling. Actually, I haven't. I could probably do curling all day, all night. It's very fun. It's a good time. We got a couple of medals. But you know what? That's good. And the Olympics are coming back to the States. In 28, we haven't had the Olympics since Salt Lake in, I think, 2002. And we hadn't had a Summer Olympics since Atlanta. So, yeah, it'll be good. A little bit more Olympics for us. Those are also good music years. 2002 and 1996. Why didn't I play those? You know what? Because I already did. This is episode 82. 2000 from Zenial Yearbook. Here's another big breakout band from 2000, Three Doors Down. This is Be Like That.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, So ride! We'll be right back.
Queens of the Stone Age with a feel-good hit of the summer. Wonder why it's called that. I wonder. Before that, we had Back to School by Deftones. And then Be Like That, starting the music off by Three Doors Down. All great 2000s bands. What else happened in 2000? You know what? The end of the dot-com bubble. I guess the dot-com bubble popped in January of 2000. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at the time of the dot-com bubble. The height of the dot-com bubble was 11,722.98. Today, as I record this, which is February 10th, which is a Tuesday, the DJI is at 50,188.14. What does that mean? What does this mean? What are you telling me? Just buy index funds, guys. Buy an index fund that is pegged to the S&P 500, and you'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Don't try to beat the market. This is not, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not your financial advisor. Do not take my advice, but please take my advice. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with a little more Xennial Yearbook.
Sir, I'm willing to help in any way I can. I know I'm a real asset.
You're only off by two letters.
Hey, water lovers. This is Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, host of And So It Flows. Our water music and water culture brings water outside the cup. Moisten your ears every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR 89.7 FM. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR. We'll be right back.
Stand Inside Your Love by the Smashing Pumpkins. Is that my favorite Smashing Pumpkins song? It might be. There will be a quiz later. Welcome back. I am Kyle, your host. This is Xennial Yearbook. It is the 2000 episode. Episode 82, that is. And that was the Smashing Pumpkins off of their 2000 album Machina, The Machines of God. And there we go. Also, in the year 2000, the third and final reactor at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant was shut down, and the facility closed. 14 years after that incredible disaster, they decided, just, you know what, we're just going to turn the whole thing off. We'll turn the whole thing off. Everything will be fine. Okay. So now that we're done with that, you know, and I know what time it is. It is time for us to, you know, pick an album, do a deep dive into one particular album from the year 2000, which used to sound like the future, but now it sounds like it was 26 years ago. Totally fine. This is Coldplay. Coldplay, their debut, I want to say, album, Parachutes. Had a lot of buzz about them and a couple of very good songs. We'll hear three of them. Let's start off with Trouble.
I'm I promise you this, I'll always look out for you. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
just for you. Oh, what a thing to do. 'Cause you were all yellow. Myself trying.
Yellow by Coldplay off of their 2000 album Parachutes. Before that, we had Sparks and Trouble, all by Coldplay. Very, very chill songs from a very chill band. Yeah, feeling pretty good about it. So what do we got next? Riley, who used to host the show with me till she got too cool, added a song. This is a song by a band called Brand New off of their 2000 album. 2001 album? Close enough. Your Favorite Weapon? This song is called Jude Law and A Semester Abroad.
Whatever poison's in this bottle will leave me broken, sore, and stained. But it's the genie at the bottle who I'm sucking at. He owes me one last wish. So here's a present to let you know I still exist. Kiss at something terribly contagious on his lips. But I got a plan. I drink for 40 days and 40 nights. A sip for every second hand tip. Even if her plane crashes tonight, she'll find some way to disappoint me by not burning in the wreckage or drowning at the bottom of the sea. Yes, I still taste you. That's reserved my right to hate you. And all this empty space that you create does nothing for my flawless sense of style. It's 8:45. The weather's getting better by the hour. It rains there all the time. And if you ever said you miss me, then don't say you never lied. Without you, tell all the English boys you meet.
gonna get it right. You're never gonna get it.
To come, I'm destined for anything at all. Jump shark, call me stupid. Good luck, you're gonna need it where I'm going if I get there at all. Wake up, but I think you're looking stars.
Suicidal before you can roll.
Elliot Smith with L.A. on Xennial Yearbook. You're listening to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7, WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1, WSBR Lee. That was Elliot Smith's L.A. off of his Figure 8 album, released, of course, in the year 2000. Before that, we had Waiting by Green Day off of their Warning album, and Jude Law and A Semester Abroad by Brand New. Which, you know, we'll play it anyway, because it reminds me a lot of Jude Law and the 1999 film The Talented Mr. Ripley, also starring Matt Damon and Gwyneth Paltrow. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a good one. It's a think piece. We're going to have a little bit more music after the break. More big hits and more end of show weirdness. This is the 2000 show of Xennial Yearbook. We'll be right back.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
WTBR.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Linkin Park on Xennial Yearbook. You guys, they put a DJ in the band. The DJ is in the band. Have you heard these guys? Linkin Park with One Step Closer off of their, I believe, again, debut album, Hybrid Theory. Excellent. Excellent choice back in the year 2000. So what's going on in Pittsfield this upcoming week? My gosh, there's a winter festival at Clap Park on February 16th. That's a Monday. So, you know, you got the kids out of school. You need something to do, head on down to Clap Park for the winter festival from 10 to 1. Very exciting. What else? Why don't we listen to some music? Another one of Riley's picks. This is Death Cab for Cutie with a little song called Company Calls.
And the bags are much too heavy. insecure condition. My pregnant mind is thoughtful with envy again. And adored by attractive women, bountiful selection at your discretion. I know I'm diving into my own destruction. So why do we choose the boys that are nasty? I don't fit in, so why do you want me? I know I can't tame you, but I just keep trying. Kinds of trouble, then I find myself choking on all my contradictions. 'Cause I still love to watch in your own backwater. Love to think that you could love another share a toothbrush. You're my kind of. I swear they were in order. Even with the warnings of your thunder. Now I'll pause to let my silence scream tonight. While you roam like a serpent satellite.
Why Part 2 by Collective Soul off of their 2000 album Blender. Before that, we had Bathwater from No Doubt, the Orange County royalty that they are, from their 2000 album Return of Saturn, and started off the music with a little Death Cab for Cutie. They're taking a big tour. Collective Soul is also touring. No Doubt is touring, if your definition of touring is just playing the Sphere for a couple of months at a time. Totally fine. That's how they're going to do it. You thought we were going to get through this show without me playing a Canadian band. Well, you are wrong. Here's Too Little Too Late by Bare Naked Ladies.
I was understood, and it'll be great.
Godless by UPO from Los Angeles, California. Little fun fact about UPO, Chris Webber, not that Chris Webber, The guitarist in UPO, Chris Weber, was a founding member of the Hollywood Rose, which some of you may know. They merged with the LA Guns back in the mid-80s to become a band called Guns N' Roses. And, yeah, that's Chris Weber. He was part of that whole thing. Before that, Too Little Too Late by Bare Naked Ladies off of their 2000 album Maroon. Great stuff there. And it is about time to end the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. It's been a wonderful, wonderful 90 minutes with you. If you like what you hear of Zennial Yearbook, you can find us on YouTube Music and Apple Podcasts. We're out there. Just search for Zennial Yearbook. Zennial starts with an X. I don't want to explain it any further. But again, as promised, we're going to end the show with the weird stuff. This is a little bit of Radiohead from their 2000 album, Kid A. This is Everything in Its Right Place. Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Try to say